What is the most powerful tool for testing COVID-19? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zvi Lowy, professor in the Department of Pharmaceutical and Biomedical Sciences at the Touro College of Pharmacy, explores the answer.
As communities move toward restarting normal life after quarantine, widespread testing for COVID-19 is crucial for protecting public health. Molecular diagnostic tests are the most powerful tool for containing the pandemic. These tests check swab samples for genetic material from the virus and measure the amount of the virus in the body, also called the viral load. They can track where the virus has been on surfaces and in air handling systems, as well as in people. These tests use the polymerase chain reaction, PCR, to identify fragments of viral RNA. While at Roche Diagnostics, I led the development of the first automated system for running PCR tests. Roche Cobasar's CoV2 test was one of the first COVID-19 diagnostic tests to be approved by the FDA on March the 16th. Antibody tests check the blood to determine if a person's immune system has produced proteins targeting the virus. People who test positive have probably been exposed to the virus, but this doesn't necessarily mean that they are immune to it. The U.S. Public Health Service has recommended that molecular tests be used to diagnose or rule out COVID-19 infection, and diagnosis should not be based on antibody tests alone. Many U.S. states now have testing programs up and running, but we still have a long way to go.
That was Zvi Lowy of the Touro College of Pharmacy. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.